This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report.
Valle de Bravo.
Valle de Bravo turns out to not be like anything I expected. I almost hesitate to mention it. We knew it was a smaller town. The last census says 60,000 people, and that it wasn't too far from Mexico City, with claims that it's only 2 hours away, though really more like three given the traffic getting out of the city. We knew it was around 6,000 feet above sea level, so a bit more than a mile, and we knew the town abutted Lake Avendaro, but that was about that. We knew it had a reputation as a tourist town of sorts. We knew it was seen as a gateway or getaway for some from Mexico City with second homes. A man sitting in our row in the airplane had a second home here and was building another. Our daughter had been to the town before and liked it, so pretty much that was all the research we did, assuming if she was happy here, that was enough for us. We spent a lot of the end of the year holidays in Mexico and its cities and towns. We've done Christmas in Mexico City, of course, but also in Aguascalientes, Merida, and the Yucatan, San Miguel de Allende, Guanajuato, Puebla, and others. Knowing this was a watering hole of sorts for the upper middle class of Mexico City, we had an image somewhere between Coyoacan in the city's suburbs and San Miguel with more she and expats. We were wrong. They may be somewhere out there, but they're nowhere near the Zocalo, the markets, or even by the ferry landing at the town's lakeside during these holidays at least. This may be where they come to play in the mountains and the man-made reservoir lake, but they're nowhere for miles around the town itself. We've gone days with nary a gringo sighting. Meanwhile, the town is literally hopping from early morning until late at night. In fact, way later than we're able to sustain, the sidewalks are teeming with people. Valle de Bravo has to be the most happening town for Christmas we've ever visited. My son commented that on the sidewalks, he felt like he was in New York City. He was talking about the crowds. A longtime Acorn staffer and dissing Little Rock back in the day used to define a city as some place where a crowd gathered waiting across the streets at the light. Well, there are no street lights in Valle de Bravo Centro, but a crowd collects at every street corner to make it across the cobblestones to the other side, making this a city like few others and a rare and special find for our family. Street sellers are everywhere, the markets are teeming, there are restaurants in the center of town because food stalls are an easy reach. There are some restaurants near the water and some nice houses that overlook the lake, spotted here and there, but the Rico must be somewhere else because local families from near and far seem to have been magnetized to Valle de Bravo for their own taste of the holidays. Looking at Wikipedia's entry for the town, it seems to have been an overflow for a kind of Mexican Woodstock back in the day. There used to be a high-end auto race here. Those things have come and gone. Summer must attract the upper class. They tout water sports and paragliding. Who knows? What we now know is that we have hardly ever felt we were so much part of the local experience as we found in Valle de Bravo, and that makes for a very Merry Christmas. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it. From here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.